Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for TV. I have a really quick little story here I thought I'd toss out there because I thought it was kind of interesting. And I want to see what you guys think of it as well. So many times we're told as men that, well, you didn't do enough for her, or the marriage didn't work because of you, or you weren't a good enough provider, or you didn't keep her entertained or interested, and so she left. And we know this because 60% of the divorces are initiated by women. But what happens when a woman marries another woman and there's no guy involved to be the person to take the blame? I came across this interesting study from 2017, and it's from the UK. And I want to read this article and kind of validate that it's not men that are causing all the problems in relationships. Now, this is just one story, but it mentions a couple studies in there. Thought I'd see what you think of this. So this is written by a woman that was married. It says, lesbians are getting divorced at an alarming rate. I was one of them. Are we just wired this way? I got engaged when I was 25, been dating for my girlfriend for less than a year. Very short. We already lived together. Proposal surprised me. I didn't know what to say, so I said yes, because you're supposed to, right? Then she goes on to say, down here, marriage equality came to the UK in March 2014. 3 months later, there were 1,409 same-sex marriages, 56% of which were women. By 2015, 22 of those couples broke up. By 2016, 112, more than three-quarters of which were 87 of them, were lesbian couples. So 75% of the ones that broke up in the first year or two were women married to women. No guy to blame in that one. The most common reason for these splits was unreasonable behavior. Shocking. Which can mean anything from refusing to get a job to being unfaithful. But sociologists believe that a higher divorce rate among lesbians is caused by women having higher expectations and rushing into a commitment. Even before same-sex marriage became to Britain, lesbian couples were nearly twice as likely as gay men to end a civil partner relationship. So twice as often as men. So men with men get along twice as good as women with women. Of the 794 partnerships dissolved in 2012, almost 60% were by female couples. And we know here in the United States, 60% of the divorces are initiated by women. So that number is almost dead even. So it's very hard to say it's the guy's fault for the marriage falling apart or her initiating the divorce when the statistics for women married to women is exactly the same. So to me, it sounds like it's not the guys to blame for the women deciding they don't want to be married anymore because they're the same rate when the women were married to women. Gunnar Andersson, professor of demography at Stockholm University, found the same trend in a 2013 study of civil partnerships in Norway, Sweden, and Denmark. Women were twice as likely to dissolve their same-sex partnerships as men. Again, twice as likely. So now we have the UK, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, a lot of Northern Europe. Sounds like it's not one country. It's not one type of life. It's just women married to women. This reflects trends in a heterosexual marriage because women are more prone to say they want to marry, but they're also more likely to initiate a divorce, which we just mentioned. Women usually have higher demands on a relationship quality, and that's been shown in studies. Even if you control for age, there's still a trend of more women ending partnerships than men. And again, just more of what we know is most of us older guys have at least been divorced once. I admit I had high expectations from a marriage. Let's see what else she has to say. She was a good person. 2011 Williams Institute study found that 134,000 same-sex couples in the U.S., about 21%, were legally bound in some way. Of them, 62% were women, even though women make up just 51% of the same-sex relationships, so they do get married more often. 3 years later, that percentage rose to 64%. Massachusetts alone was 75%. So it's not hard to connect the dots. More marriage means more divorces. So why are ladies so hasty to say yes in the first place? Maybe rushing into it because it's finally available to us. Might be because we're wired that way, because we get a rush of dopamine and oxytocin. Men don't emit oxytocin in the same way. Let's see, there's not yet good data on the same-sex divorce and disillusion rate post Obergefell versus Hodges, at least not by gender. The Williams Institute study did find that 19 states that granted same-sex some kind of legal recognition to gay couples. Between 1997 and 2011, the rate for same-sex splits were actually slightly lower in same-sex couples than heterosexuals, 1.1% to 2. So either way, if you're a guy marrying a guy, you have a better chance of a woman marrying a guy or a woman marrying a woman of staying in a relationship. Now, that's not how we roll. I get that. You know, that we're our gates don't swing that direction. But the whole point of it is being that when women get married to other women, they're just as unhappy as when they get married to men. So it's very, very hard to say it's all the guy's fault. If anything, to me, it sounds like women get married too quickly before they're ready, and they don't really fully understand the commitment and the honor and the cherish, as they say in the wedding vows, of what it takes to stay in a long-term relationship. Guys, I'm going to leave it there. If you'd like to support my work, links are below. If you want to check out my other channel, The Unknown Adventure, that's there, as well as my Instagram. Leave me a dime or two if you want to. I'd really appreciate it. And make sure to comment, like, and share. Guys, this is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. We'll talk to you again real soon.